My name is Sean, and in this recording, I'll be talking about and asking questions about the transition from middle school to high school with the effects of COVID and virtual learning. I will also be mentioning the relation to each year where there was an issue that had to be combated by everyone. In freshman year, there was COVID and virtual learning. In sophomore year, there was still virtual learning and COVID with the switch of the building. And finally, there was a shooting or an incident in our junior year, our current year. And we'll just have to see how senior year goes, because anything could happen next. So for our first interview, we have Kevin, and here that is now. So what was the biggest impact COVID had on you when you first came to the school?
I think the biggest impact COVID had on me was that we were forced into virtual learning.
So what did you like about virtual learning?
I didn't really like virtual learning. It was hard for me to focus and learn. I didn't really like virtual learning at all. The fact that it was hard for me to learn and focus.
So did you know anyone when you first came here?
I did not know anyone, but knew of people that also came to Collegiate from my middle school.
And how did you make friends?
I met people from group assignments, and that got us closer, and we became friends.
So what was your overall feeling toward freshman year with everything that was going on as a whole?
I did not like the fact that we had to learn virtually and not having that in-person experience.
Did you attend in-person school in freshman year?
No, I did not, because I did not feel ready to come back after quarantine.
So are you more content at this building, even though you didn't get to fully experience the old building?
Yes, but I didn't have very much connections with the old building.
How was sophomore year different from freshman year for you?
Instead of virtual learning, I was able to go in person and experience the real feeling of high school.
So what got better?
I was able to meet more people and have better experience learning.
And what got worse when entering junior year?
The unexpected event that occurred.
So after the incident, how did things change for you? For example, how was your mental health during that time?
I would say I was confused because that incident occurred out of nowhere and was unexpected, but I was able to get closer to my friends.
And was the thought of returning back to school hard for you?
Not really. I feel like the time given for us was enough time to recover.
And now, have you enjoyed the rest of your junior year, and are you ready to be a senior?
I would say the rest of my junior year went quite amazing, and no, I am not ready to be a senior and apply to colleges.
So next we'll be interviewing
Ezra.
So what was your biggest impact COVID had on you when you first came here?
Probably virtual learning. It was hard to really make new people and meet new friends.
So what did you like about it?
About virtual learning? I really enjoyed being able to be at home and like get up really late to go to class.
And what did you dislike?
I disliked not being able to see people in person, and it was really hard to not procrastinate on work. I was really stuck.
Did you know anyone when you first came to Collegiate?
I knew a couple friends from my middle school, but that was about it. And I wasn't really the closest with them at the time, but over the years, I've gotten closer with them.
So what was your overall feeling towards freshman year?
The first half of freshman year was really rough. It was really hard, just everything being piled on top of each other. But the second half, I kind of enjoyed making new friends and meeting new people.
So since you attended the building in freshman year, how did the switch of buildings in sophomore year affect you?
It wasn't like a really big effect. I really do like the new building a lot more than the old one, because the old one had a lot of stairs. But since I was in the new building, I felt like it feels more like a school, and I felt closer with my colleagues.
So you would say you feel more content here?
I definitely do feel more content here than the last one.
So how was sophomore year different from freshman year for you?
No virtual was a big difference. Having it somewhat be hybrid was a big problem, but I still met a lot of new people, made a lot of new friends, and it was a lot easier than freshman year.
Did anything get better in junior year?
In junior year? A lot of people, a lot less people had masks, so it was easier to talk to people face-to-face when they don't have a mask on. And I feel like I still kept making more friends and building a foundation to build upon.
And what got worse during junior year?
After the school shooting, it was really hard to come back into the building without like all that trauma.
So after that event, how did it change you?
After the school shooting, I really had to make sure that all my friends were good first before I started to build upon my own mental health. And I really wanted to make sure that people near me were really kept taken like good care of, and I wanted to make sure I appreciated all those around me, because you never know when things are going to go left.
And was the thought of returning back to school hard for you?
It was really hard to think about it, but once I got into the school, it was a lot easier to really get acclimated with my environment.
And now, have you enjoyed the rest of junior year? Are you ready for senior year?
I've enjoyed junior year. Besides like all the things that happened, I've still made new friends and really met new people. I really enjoyed my time here, and senior year I hope is better, and I hope nothing crazy happens again. But you never really know, and you just gotta enjoy life as it is and live life day by day.
I agree. Thank you.
No problem.
And now we're speaking with
Finnegan Barquette.
So what was the biggest impact COVID had on you when you first came here?
The biggest impact COVID had on me was definitely like making friends and social connections, and I couldn't really talk with any new people, so I couldn't really make friends at all like that.
So that sort of relates to virtual learning. So what did you like about it?
I liked that I kind of got to keep my own schedule, and I got to schedule how I do my work and how I learn, kind of.
And what did you dislike?
I didn't like how I couldn't be face-to-face with any of the people I talked to and the teachers, and definitely because it affected me negatively.
And did you know anyone when you first came here?
Yeah, I knew a few people from my middle school that I was kind of friends with, but the real friends that I made were in person, like after we came back.
So how did you make those new friends?
Well, it was a lot easier because I get to see them every day, and I could see them in class and talk to them about materials in class and stuff like that. So it was a lot easier to relate with them about things and talk to them.
Okay. So what was your overall feeling towards freshman year as a whole?
Freshman year, I think, was kind of, like, in my opinion, a missed year just because we missed so many things and didn't, like, experience many events. But I still think it was an important experience for me because now I can see how the difference between virtual and in-person is.
So did you attend in-person school in freshman year?
No, I did not. I was virtual all year.
So in sophomore year, did the switch of buildings affect you at all?
I'd say no, not really. When I shadowed at Collegiate and like for the few times that we went there, I mean, I thought it looked good, but it didn't really affect the way that I learned or the way that I made friends at all because I wasn't switching environments really.
So did you have any sentimental value to the old building?
No.
So you're more content at this one, you think?
Yes, I do think so. I like how it's more traditional.
And how was sophomore year different from freshman year for you?
Sophomore year was different than freshman year in like almost every way, I think. I got to make better connections because I was in person. I got to experience what school is actually like and not just on virtual with no events at all. And I actually got to learn hands-on material that you can't learn over virtual.
So in junior year, did anything get better than sophomore year?
I think what got better is just that since I've been here for longer, now I have more friends that are like solidified in my friend, like in friendships, so that I can talk to them about more things and stuff like that. So I feel more at home now that I have those relationships.
Okay. And did anything get worse?
Probably just, I would say, the workload. In the beginning of the year, it was pretty, I don't think it was that bad, but now getting to the end of the year, some things have troubled me that probably wouldn't have troubled me in the beginning of the year, but I think that's just because it's the end of the year.
And after the event, how did things change for you? For example, how was your mental health during that time?
I think a lot of things changed in my personal life and at Collegiate too. Like for my mental health, it definitely was at a lower point at that time just because it was such a traumatic experience. But I do think that Collegiate was able to provide a lot of help for those traumatic experiences with things like therapy dogs and counselors and stuff like that. So I think they did a good job.
So was the thought of returning back to school hard for you?
No, I think because of how well Collegiate did, in my opinion, it was pretty easy to return back to the place. Of course, there were times that there were scares because of like a fire alarm and things like that, but I think just getting into it overall is pretty easy.
And now, having experienced all of junior year, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I would say I enjoyed it, especially because of like the different friends that I have now that I'm able to talk to and stuff like that.
And are you ready for senior year?
Yeah, I am ready for senior year.
And that concludes our interviews. I would like to thank our three interviewees for taking the time to answer the given questions. It seems that most of the answers to the questions are quite similar. Most people have had similar experiences during our whole high school experience, but of course, there are things different as well. For me, though, the switch from 8th to 9th grade was the most difficult time of my school career out of any other experience I've had relating to school. COVID affected me very heavily when talking about learning. I felt as if I could not learn at all. The conditions of virtual learning just weren't for me. I did attend in-person in freshman year when it became an option due to the fact that my grades were struggling and had been the worst they've ever been. I think this decision helped me even though I still didn't do great. Then in sophomore year, we had the switch of buildings, which did not affect me very much at all. It actually made things easier because it was closer to my house. Sophomore year as a whole was just better, but of course there were still struggles. Now in junior year, I feel that things have improved majorly. The incident did disrupt many things and had sort of a latent effect on me because it didn't really feel real at first, and I was kind of sort of left confused. The school, I feel, definitely gave us enough time, though, and when we came back, I was doing just as well as I was doing before. Now, being at the end of junior year, I feel I've improved by a large margin since freshman year, and I believe I'm ready for senior year. Thank you.